Pets.
I tell my wife I dreamed we got a dog. A big dog, big responsibility. Apartments wouldn't let us move in with the dog, and hotels wouldn't let us stay. The dog made giant messes, tore apart our furniture. Now what was that about? You dreamed about our daughter, my wife said. I don't know why I hadn't seen that. When we got her, she'd already grown. But now, she's not just some big dog. She's Marmaduke or Clifford knocking our fence over with a sneeze and making massive messes, piles of poop, then showing us those puppy eyes. And sure, the foster system's like the pound. The lucky ones get homes. The rest, at age 18, might just as well be put to sleep. Another time, my wife complained that our cat, Sarah, lies around the house and frowns at victuals that we set in front of her, and Sarah scratched my wife because she'd tried to give her kitty Prozac that the vet prescribed, then settled in my wife's lap like those claws had not just dug into her neck. We bought the cat for our autistic son, who feeds her, loves her, tries to pet her, but she hides beneath our bed until he leaves. Aha, I said, you say our cat just naps all day, lies with her head in your lap while you stroke her, then resists attempts to make her healthy, happy? Darling, don't you see the ready claws, the landing on all fours, despite a fall that most could not survive?